Acting ICE director denies Ilhan Omar's claims that agents pulled over her son, zero record. By Hannah Knudsen on December 16, 2025. Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, Director Todd Lyons has rejected the viral claims made by Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, alleging that ICE agents pulled over her son after he went to Target. Omar alleged in an interview that her son got pulled over by ICE agents, asserting that he was allowed to leave once he produced his passport. He did get pulled over by ICE agents, and once he was able to produce his passport ID, they did let him go, she claimed. So your son went to Target last night with his passport? The WCCO interviewer asked. He always carries it with him, Omar said. In case he gets pulled over, the interviewer said, adding, which he did by ICE. Yes, Omar agreed. Lyons said Omar has not produced proof this happened. ICE has absolutely zero record of its officers or agents pulling over Congresswoman Omar's son, Lyons said, according to Fox News Digital. It speaks volumes that Congresswoman Omar is leveling this accusation with absolutely zero proof, he added, noting that Omar is making these claims to continue to vilify ICE. However, Omar spokesperson Jacqueline Rogers said the Democrat congresswoman is sticking to her story. Rogers said in part, the congresswoman's son and others were pulled over by ICE, racially profiled, and forced to prove their citizenship with a passport. ICE has long operated as a rogue agency beyond reform. It's no surprise that an agency known for disappearing people also can keep its records straight. ICE now claims it has records of all the stops, and our office would welcome the opportunity to review them, Rogers added. This comes as Omar continues not only to demonize the Trump administration in its efforts to deport illegal immigrants, but as she defends Somalian migrants amid their massive welfare fraud cases in her state, as Breitbart News reported. One of the first such cases centered around an organization called Feeding Our Future, run by a group of Minneapolis-area Somali migrants. Prosecutors say that the organizers bilked $250 million from the state in child food assistance funding. In a different case, tens of millions were stolen from Minnesota's autism treatment program, again by Somali migrants. There is also the case of more than $550 million stolen from the state's coronavirus pandemic relief program. Omar has described the criticisms as nothing more than hate and fearmongering. All the while, fellow lawmakers have continued to call Omar out for both her ideology and rhetoric. Oh, this gal is an anti-Semite. She's hateful. She's a racist. She goes to the University of Minnesota campus and essentially encourages violence against Jewish students, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Ilhan Omar, she is not, she doesn't have clean hands on this at all, Emmer said, pointing to one of the fraud cases and noting that Omar created the Feeding Our Future program, which he identified as the largest Somali fraud case and a pandemic case in the country. 90% of the people, there's over 80 people, were indicted in that $250 million fraud scheme. 90% of those indicted were from her Somali community, he said. So she's as dirty as they come, and she is a con artist. But the national news media will not hold that gal accountable for anything. Who knows why? But the American public are smarter than that. And they agree with Donald Trump, the congressman added.